Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Wow, I had to start off with little Paul's Photos right there because the man himself, Mark Common, will be joining us real quick. But for the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. Now, Petey Pete, you still on the line with us?
I'm here.
Okay, Petey Pete's with us. I don't know what happened to Sonia because I gave her a call, but she didn't answer. But real quick, while Petey Pete is texting Sonia to see where is that, because she's supposed to do a news segment today. Hopefully she's got some stuff ready for that. But I got to tell you, man, Pete, first of all, real quick, we'll go through the guests. I got Mark, like I said, Mark Common's going to come on at about the 15-minute mark, who has been really, really, you know, a big part of the UWC as a whole. He's we'll talk a little bit about doing the live photos shoots over there and stuff like that. And we'll also talk to him a little bit about, you know, the wrestling and the connection between wrestling and, of course, photography and all that. Because like I've said here many times before, I don't know what happened to Pete. He just dropped. But anyways, it's amazing what they can do. I'm a firm believer now. Before, I'm like, well, what are we going to do with this? We're going to bring all the wrestlers and all that. But we'll talk a little bit about that with Mark when he comes on and talk a little bit about Paul's Photos, as well as doing a show over there. If I don't know how many people, you might have seen it yesterday when they had the high-speed chase, because the whoever they were chasing went right past Paul's Photos and they all ran out to take some pictures and some video. So hang on a second. Petey Pete, are you back?
I'm back. I can't get the in-call button. Sorry about that.
Well, you've had plenty of time to get off that track phone pay as you go. Are you still on the track phone, or did you got a plan now?
No, it's, you know, it's still the track phone. Still, it's a satellite phone.
Now, do you live out in the mountain area, or what's the dealio?
I live away from the city, so yeah.
Yeah, so were you able to get a hold of...
Yeah, she's not coming too early. Her voice is all acting up, so she's going to have to sit this one out.
Oh, so she's not going to be on with us?
Yeah, no, she's going to sit this episode out.
Okay, well, I was talking a little bit about Paul's Photos, about the live broadcast and stuff that we've done over there. So we got Mark Common coming on at about the 15-minute mark, and then at about 7:30... we're bringing in Legendero, who just with his partner Callie has become one of the new OCCW tag team champions. So we're going to talk to him a bit about that. And I have some stuff I want to run by him. So we got him coming up at the bottom now. But real quick, Pete, but before we continue, this is okay. I get a lot of heat, for lack of a better term, for bringing Legendero on, because like, oh, you know, he hasn't done that much in the business and he's still young in the business, blah, 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 and whatever. But this is why I do things like this. Because as you know, Pete Jr., Peter Bob, to get people to actually come to some of these events and get themselves out there and stuff like that, it's like pulling teeth. I mean, some of these young guys, I'm like, hey, bro, And you don't, Pete, you can verify this. All you have to do is pick up your phone and talk for 15 minutes and put yourself over and tell them about the shows you got coming up and, you know, stuff like that. But I can't get these people to do it. Now, can you divulge a little bit on that, Pete? Because you've been there and you've seen we've done these live broadcasts. And if we're lucky, maybe five or six of these wrestlers will show up.
Yeah, that's one of the things I don't understand. And that's why, with guys like Legend Darrell, the guys like Drew Masters, the guys that show up to actually promote themselves, they put in the work of actually putting themselves out there, promoting where they're going to be, promoting who they're going to be, who they're matching up against, promoting the who they're wrestling for. They put in the work. These guys are hungry, they love the business, and they want to succeed. So,
right.
You know, all that about young in the business or having done anything in the business, these guys are paying their dues and putting in the work. Legend Darrell, I see him all over social media, posting up his stuff, showing up to live events, doing the work that needs to be done to get his name out there.
Right. And that's why we have him on here, because when we did our first live broadcast for Metroflex Gym for UWC, I put it out to everybody. I said, hey, man, we're comfortable in our company. You know, if you're coming from another company, whatever, no problem. Do come and get your stuff out there. And Daryl was the only person that came. He was representing Inoki Dojo that day, and he came and he said, yeah, bro, I won the belt. Let me get it out there and stuff like that. So that's why when people are hungry enough to come out and get themselves out there, yeah, man, I'm going to give you, you know, the stuff that you need, the tools that you need to get your name out there and things of that nature. Now, which is another good example is for my other podcast, I did a live broadcast for Metroflex because a couple of guys that were having some fights coming up wanted to come on. And they were doing a powerlifting meet. And now, dude, it was so packed. I don't know. We must be in the wrong business, dude, because the last time they had the World's Strongest Man competition over there, it was packed. I mean, you couldn't even walk from the front to the back. So this powerlifting meet was pretty similar. But, of course, Eddie Avakov, who owns Metroflex Gym in Hawaiian Gardens, said, hey, bro, if you want to go in the back, there's more room for you back there, you know, so you can get your guys. Yeah, no problem. So the guys that I had on, these power lifters that were weighing in and the people that were coming in and out, they see us. They're like, hey, bro, they see the belt and they're like, what's going on? Oh, we got a fight coming up. Oh, it's going to be here. Oh, cool. Well, where can I get tickets? And so just that whole crowd, you know, it gets you out there. They didn't even know, you know, that these guys were fighting, but they saw him coming to do the work. They start talking to him. Hey, bro, I'm interested, you know. So even if there was probably about, I'm going to say at least 150 to 200 people there. Even if five people mm-hmm. came, that's five people that you didn't have. You get what I'm saying? Gotta get it out there. I mean, the more people that know about it, it's what's that saying? Like fishing, you know, if you throw your line out there a million times, you're gonna get at least one or two bites or whatever. So that's kind of what the concept that we try to go with here. But I mean, I'm here to tell you, bro. I don't know what these people are thinking. Maybe I'm older or whatever. Because like I'll give you a good example. Like Guyam and Enigma de Oro have been around for a long time, and those guys. Wherever I say, hey, we're going to do a live broadcast, those guys are always there. Like I said before, which I think I said on this program, I did a show at Metroflex before they moved over to Hawaiian Gardens when they were in Long Beach. And Enigma wasn't even booked because he was injured. He messed up his shoulder really bad. But he came to two live broadcasts and helped me promote and wasn't even booked on the show. So it's like, dude, see, this is just shows the passion that these guys have. Even though he's not booked, his brother's booked, but he still wanted to come out and tell everybody, hey, bro, you know, it's going to be a good show, come down or whatever. So I paid him just like a wrestler because he came out and helped, you know, promote just to get it out there. And Enigma was in the, you know, the final few matches of his career or whatever, but he still came out and did it. So when these guys call me and go, hey, you know, we got this coming up where I gotta go because they've always been there for me. So I want to reciprocate and say, hey man, let me get out there and do whatever you guys want, man. You know, we'll go to Puerto Escondido and, you know, and stuff like that. So this is just a little thing of why I'm, you know, have these certain people on, and people always say, hey, well, let me tell you something, Pete, on my other program. Okay. Cause it's mostly MMA related. I had, Julianne Daniels, Pauline Peter Macias, and Missy Estrada from the jiu-jitsu community and stuff like that. My ratings were through the roof. I don't know why, but when you have the women on, it is just, you know, people listen, you know what I mean? So you think maybe that's the key? You think maybe we need to get some more women wrestlers in here and that'll do the trick?
You know what? To be fair, I do a podcast with just three guys sitting around talking about video games. So I have no idea. I don't know how that would affect the ratings. But to go back to what you're saying about Tayam and Anita, like, those guys know the value of their name. They know that coming out and putting their name out there is going to put a stamp of approval on whatever they're doing. But at the same time, it works both ways because them getting their name out there is people like just hearing their name over and over. Because if friends are hearing your name, it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't know this guy. Oh, I heard about him one or two times. But if this guy is in my face all the time, I'm always seeing him on social media. I'm always seeing him pop up at live events. You know what? This guy is everywhere. Let me see what this guy's about. Let me see what kind of matches this guy can put on. Let me see what kind of shows this guy can put on. Because I see him everywhere.
Yeah, because I've seen you all. Yeah, because I've seen you all around everywhere. Let's see what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And building a brand, building your name, and getting it out there.
Yeah.
You can't do it if
you're not familiar with yourself. Yeah, you know, hold on. I'm telling you. You know, people don't decide to text until I'm on the air. And then they're like, hey, bro, what's going on over there? So I'm going to shoot this text real quick. We'll go take a quick break. I'll give Mark Common a call. And a text so he can get on here. We're going to talk a little bit about, and it's good because Petey Pete was there when we did the last live broadcast from Paul's Photo. So we could talk a little bit about that. So let me take a quick break. You'll be able to hang for a few, Pete?
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
Okay, perfect. Let me just take a quick break. We'll come right back after this. Hang on, everybody. You know, when that song comes on, people are like, is that a real song or whatever? But it's the beginning of an AC/DC song, and I finally heard the whole thing the other day, and the beginning doesn't do it much justice or whatever. So we'll have to play that whole song. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Thunder by AC/DC.
Yeah. Hang on one second. Hey, Jessica or Nivon, can you come in real quick, please? You know what, dude? I don't know about you, but I'm old, so I don't know how to do stuff or whatever. So, like, my text, when they come up, it's not coming up. It just says iMessage or whatever. So I don't know what the hell's going on. So hold on real quick. I hate to do this live on air. You know, for some reason, it just says iMessage. My messages aren't coming through. Can you see if Jessica can fix that for me? Because I think that was Mark Common saying he's ready. All right, man, let's give Mark Common a call. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties for not knowing how to work the phone. So let's keep. Well, hopefully that was him saying he's good to go.
Hello.
Hey, Mark, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Hey, Fabi, how are you? It's great to be live on UWC Radio.
We're doing good. For the people listening, real quick, you're here live on UWC Radio. Don't forget you can out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information. And on the line with us right now, a great support person for the UWC as a whole, Mark Comet. But real quick, Mark, I got my man Petey Pete with me here. Pete Jr., say hi to Mark.
Hey, Mark, how you doing today?
Good, Pete. It's great to hear you. Great. You know, it was great when we got to hang out a little bit at the match a couple months ago. It was fun.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot I want to talk about, okay, because I got, you know, it's the New Year's coming, and we're starting to get, you know, a lot of new listeners and stuff like that that want to hear all about UWC. But real quick, first of all, the question that I wanted to ask is, I was home yesterday. Usually I don't get home till late, but I was home, and I see this high-speed chase, and the guy gets off on Hawthorne Boulevard, and I'm telling Jeff that, I go, hey, man, this guy's heading right towards Paul's photos. And as he went through, when he passed Sepulveda, I see people coming out. He goes by Paul's photos, and about three or four people jumped out and started taking some pictures. Was that you? Were you there? Or was it somebody?
Yep, I was there, and the whole crew was there. So one of our guys, our Petey, not your Peter, Peter.
Yeah.
He was watching. He texted us and says, high speed chase coming right by. So we all jumped out in front. You know, it was crazy.
Did you get some good pictures?
Nah, it's just some drunk guy behind the wheel going slow.
Yeah. It was funny how they caught him, but it's just funny when they go by and I go, hey, they're going right by Paul's photo. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, when people ask me, they go, you know, because I get messages and I get a lot of emails and stuff when I advertise who we're going to have on. And they say, we know Mark is you know, a big support system for you guys and stuff like that. But how does that coincide, you know, photos and wrestling? And I tell people all the time, I said, you know, I said the same thing. But when we went to the first one, when we first had the you know, brought all the wrestlers out and everything, they didn't know what to expect either. But when they came out and you had your whole class, I don't know if it's you know, called the advanced class or graduates or whatever.
No, it was just our students. They had a great time. And you know what I – my point, Favi, is that having a camera and photography makes everything you do better.
Right.
And I know a lot of your customers, your viewers, your fans, they're there at the wrestling match, and they're using their phones to take pictures of the wrestling, and they don't come out. And, you know, when my guys are there, when we come to the match with you guys, you've seen our pictures. They come out amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to have a camera. And that's part of my life is to get people to use a camera and to use it right, and we teach them how to work it. So
this is what
so much fun.
Well, what happened was we went to the first one, and they had these – I don't know what you call them, Paul. I mean, Mark, I'm so – what do you call it? They had these screens that kind of the light bounced off of them.
Yep.
And you get these images that were amazing. I mean, first of all, if you can make me look good, I mean, I'm the most unphotogenic person. So what happened was when – and you got these murals and stuff that are in the back parking lot, and we took a lot of action shots and stuff. So when they came out – a lot of the wrestlers were like, dude, we didn't know anything about this. We didn't, and they go, well, we invited you. You should have came. So after that, everybody was like, dude, we got to come down to the next one. Let us know when the next one is, because then everybody wanted pictures with those backgrounds and with that specific light. I'll tell you right now, Candy Girl was the one who benefited the most because she put those pictures out and got a million hits and stuff like that.
Oh,
So real quick for the people listening on UWC Radio, I don't know if you've talked to Manny or whatever. Do you think maybe in the new year we can, you know, once it's the sun comes back out, I think we're due for another one, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so Manny and I have been talking, and it's just, you know, when you guys can get, you know, get it going, when you can, you know, we'll have, you guys are welcome anytime for the Saturday morning photo shoot in the back parking lot.
Right.
And, you know, I always like to bring my photographers when you guys have a match, you know, and because our guys can get good pictures and then the wrestlers get good pictures. And I hope that some of your wrestling fans will think about getting a camera to take pictures of the wrestling and their kids' sports and their travels and all that kind of stuff. So it's so much fun.
Right. Well, now, I don't want to butcher her name. So hopefully you can help us. Is it Karen Brugelet? Is that her name?
Breckel is how she says it. Karen Breckel.
Dude, did I murder that or whatever? Anyways, Karen Breckel, she had no idea what to expect. And when she saw the wrestlers coming on this, she said, I'm interested in checking out one of these shows. And she went, and she is completely hooked now on the wrestling. And so
well, you know, her daughter's a big fan of the wrestler, too. She knows everybody and who's wrestling this and who's dating this, and it's awesome. Yeah. I just think it's so much fun.
Yeah, big time. So that's what I try to convey to our audience. Man, even the photographers, you know, they became a fan, and then they get good pictures out of it. So it all, you know, it all works out and does really well. So that's one thing, you know, that I really appreciate. And Pete and I were talking, we've got a big meeting coming up. Everybody's coming because we're kind of restructuring the show to make sure, you know, we get Paul's commercial in there and get everything done as far as that's concerned. And Pete is our guy because I got to tell you, I'm the most computer illiterate person on earth. So when we do these live broadcasts, he can upload them, you know, to the Blog Talk. And then we can really, you know, because a lot of people who can't make it like to hear it because they're not there. So we're definitely working on that. Now, the last question that I have for you. I have got, and we've been trying, for the people listeners, we've been trying. They're like, why can't you do a show there? Because that parking lot is perfect for a show. Now, the reason why is because that whole Torrance, South Bay is an untapped area. So there's so many people that are interested that want to do the show there. Now, Manny and I and Mark have been making a concerted effort to try to get that show going. But, you know, there's the first thing the city has, make sure you got insurance and all that. So we're steadily working on that to get that done. So are we looking towards hopefully something like that in the future?
I certainly am, Favi. I mean, I'll be do what I can to help you.
Yeah. That is an untapped market because when the people see the wrestlers and they see the photo shoots, they're like, dude, we would definitely like to come. Even a lot of the doctors and anesthesiologists from Torrance Memorial are hooked because they see and they listen. So it just all works out in the end. So we definitely look forward to coming down. And you know, Paul, Mark, we appreciate it, you know, because Mark's been a support system for the UWC since the beginning. So we really appreciate it. So real quick, for the people listening, if you want to come down and check out Paul's photos, you can always give him a call at 310-375-7014, or you can always go to paulsphoto.com. So make sure you check that out. Mark, we definitely look forward to coming down and checking that out. Anybody else you want to thank or give some props to before we let you get out of here?
Well, you know, you and Manny have done an awesome job. And, you know, I love to hang with the wrestlers and I love to photograph. You know, you guys do a great job. And, you know, just, you know, when you see everybody, tell them that I really appreciate the effort, you know, and I know how hard the work it is to be a professional wrestler and, you know, the battle injuries and what it takes to get out there every Saturday or every Sunday and go for it, you know, and that's why I like to take the pictures because I want to honor your effort and your athleticism and, you know, capture the moments of what you guys do. And I think it's just so, so fun.
Yeah, I agree 100%. For the people listeners, I highly recommend that you go down and check out Paul's photos for anything. You want to take some still shots or video or whatever, that's the place to go. So make sure you check out Paul's photos. Mark, we a million thank yous for coming on, man. We appreciate
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
I think I can speak for both Manny and Pete to tell you, you know, how much we really appreciate it. I mean, it really means a lot to us, and it just to enlighten us on what a big difference it can make to take a good photo with all the lighting and everything like that. So we're looking forward to 2023. We got a lot in store.
I
when we meet up again, you're gonna see what we got going on. So we definitely look
forward
to it.
All right. I can't wait, Bobby. Thanks.
Yeah. Don't forget, check out Paul's photos. You can go to paulsphotos.com, get all the information. Give Mark's
Bobby,
go for
paulsphoto.com.
Paulsphoto.com.
Not photos.
Okay.
That takes you someplace
photo.
Else.
Dot com. Okay,
com.
I'm going to make sure I put that again. Oh, well, y'all just play your commercial and they'll get it on
you
there.
Got it.
So, hey, a million thank yous for coming on. We'll come see you real soon.
All right, Bobby.
All
talk
right.
To you soon.
Okay, right. We'll be right back after this. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
you got to tell the people what a difference it makes when you go to Paul's Photos and get a professional photo done, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it makes a huge difference. The fact that they have those murals and backdrops there, they look amazing in the background. Then the way these guys set up the lighting, the way they set up everything, the angles that they take, these guys, I mean, they go through a full photo class. And they learn the ins and outs of how to take pictures. And these guys do an awesome. Like, I've seen the end result of pictures they take. And I'm always blown away by it. Every time.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because when we did the first one, like I was saying, the wrestlers, like, they had no idea what to expect. But when they saw, well, it's funny because we talk about it to this day, because Guyam had a cape, and it was really cool because they had him like run across the parking lot, and that the cape would kind of fly, you know, and he would go, okay, that was good, go back again, and okay, that was perfect, let me get you going this way, and he was blown up because he had run. Like back and forth, like he goes, dude, this is almost as hard as doing a wrestling match, man. But the pictures that came out were really cool. You know what I mean? These people know what they're doing over there. So, you know, and that too, and Pete, it's kind of hard to explain to the people without them being there. But the way the parking lot is perfect, because you have like a little bit of a driveway. And then it kind of veers off to the right. He has a huge parking lot in the back that's perfect to put the ring, and then you can put some chairs around it and do a show. But, you know, I don't want to say red tape because that sounds horrible, but there's just a lot of you know, little things that you have to climb to get there, which you can, you know, and people want to make sure nobody's going to get hurt, and you have to have insurance and stuff like that, especially to a new place or a new type of city that's never had nothing like that before. So it's kind of, you know what I mean? I think we're going to be able to do it, right, Pete?
I hope so. Fingers crossed. Cause that's one of the big things that we've been talking about, like, for a while now, since getting the show down there. And I've seen that parking lot and seeing how wide open it is. And it would be a perfect spot. It would be a perfect spot for us.
That untapped area. I did a couple of shows years back at the Elks Lodge, which was on the other side of Torrance or whatever, and it did really well because people don't even know it exists out there. It's like another part of the world or whatever. So we look forward to that. And we, for the people that are listening, people get bit by the bug, because I know, you know, Mark had kind of been a fan and heard about it, but when he actually went to a show and saw what it was about, I mean, he was just like I was talking about Karen. She saw it and she was like, dude, this is what I'm talking about, and she's been a fan ever since. So we definitely look forward to 2023 to doing some more work with him. But let me get Legendario in here real quick. So it's funny because I call him Legendario, and he's like, bro, it's Legendario. And that person, I just kept constantly calling him Legendario, but we'll get him in here and wrap it.
Hello?
Hey, Daryl, it's Fabiano. Hello? You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
I can hear you fine. How are we today, Father?
Good. We're doing good. Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And thank goodness we have Pete Jr. with us, because he's the man who can actually get everything out and get everything uploaded. Now, I think Legendario just dropped. Are you still there, Pete?
I'm still here.
Who's there? Daryl, you still there? It must have been. Hold on. Was that Pete the Trump? God darn it. Hold on 1 second here. Yeah, you know what? That was Daryl the drop. Let's try him again. And maybe he's out there in the woods with you.
He might be.
let me bring him back up. You know what? I'm going to shoot him the call-in number 2 real quick, just in case. Hey, you know what, Daryl, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm going to text you the call-in number just in case that you drop again. If you call back, then we shouldn't have a problem. So I'll give it to everybody in case they want to call in. The number is 563, and it's
999-3016.
3016. I'm texting it, bro, just in case. So that's the number in case you drop again. Just call that number back, and we're good to go. Now,
okay.
Real quick, Daryl, I don't know if you listened to the opening or whatever, but I got Pete Jr. here with me. Pete, real quick, I'm sorry. Say hi to Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. Good to talk to you, man.
Yo,
Now, we were talking a little bit in the opening about, you know, when I advertise or tell people that I'm going to have people on, they're like, oh, we know Daryl won the belt or whatever, so, you know, it's like whatever. And I'm like, well, look, man, here's the thing. There's two reasons why I have Legend Daryl on. And Pete and I were talking about this in the opening. I'm an old man. I've done my time. I'm just kind of, you know, doing a couple of shows here and there. But Daryl, to me, is, for lack of a better term, on the way up. He's working. He doesn't ask, specific, staying comfortable in one company. Hey, if they want me to work a show here, I'll work over here. I'll work over there. And getting the name out there. Daryl's one of the few people that if I call him, he's like, yeah, bro, live broadcast, I'm there. We got this going on, I'm there. To get his name out there so the more people that see him or listen to him, whatever, are going to want to come and see him in action. So, Paul, real quick, Daryl, do you get, for lack of a better term, do you get a little bit of heat? People say, oh, you're all over the place, we know, blah, blah, blah. But you're one of the few people that actually works and puts in the work to get your name out there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So do you get a lot of that, like on your social media? Like, hey, bro, you're all over the place. You know, what's the deal? Or do you kind of, just kind of comes with the territory, I guess, if that's what I'm trying to say.
Heat or just getting my name out there?
I'm going to say heat because that's the only word that I can say because there's a lot of haters out there. Especially when you win a belt, especially when you're the OCCW tag team champion. Do you get that or do you get more positive stuff?
If there's heat, it's usually backhanded and people don't really like what will say it to you. I usually get more questions about how I'm able to get my get out there, how come I'm so comfortable talking with people, engaging with people, going out, doing, you know, ring crew, if, you know, there's not any fuck in the show, meeting people, you know, just kind of, you know, lack of a better term, I put myself out there, promote myself.
But when Pete and I were talking in the opening, that's what we were talking about. I said, you know, when I first met Daryl, we had our first live broadcast at Metroflex Gym, and I called Durango and I said, hey, man, you got anybody who wants to come and promote their stuff? We're comfortable in our company. We'll promote Enoki Dojo or Bururesu or whatever. You know, just send somebody down. We just like to have as many wrestlers on so they can get their name. And Daryl was the only one that showed up from a different company or whatever. So when I saw that, I said, hey, man, this kid's working towards something. You know what, he comes to get his name out or whatever. So other people, not to be like I'm this great person, but I'm really not going to waste my time. If you don't want to work for it, then that's up to you. But Daryl actually works for it. So with that being said, you know, you just became the new OCCW Orange County Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champion with your partner, mm-hmm. Callie. So real quick, talk to us a little bit about that. I can't remember who you wrestled. I'm sorry, I'm old. I have Alzheimer's. Who did you guys beat for those belts?
We had defeated Domino and Jack Cruz Davidson. They're part of the stable called the Shadow Society over at OCCW.
Right.
To my knowledge, they had held the belt for almost a year. So when we defended them, it was, you know, kind of a big deal for that show.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, but after you won the belts, you had to wrestle against your partner. So talk a little bit about
I didn't have to wrestle against them per se. We had laid out an open challenge, but apparently I, in my misguided attempt finding someone to wrestle, I forgot that everyone was already kind of busy that day. So, it's happened. That's life. But, and then Kelly, you know, he stepped up to the challenge. It was probably the best singles match I've ever had, if I'm being honest with you. It cost me an L, but, you know, I've won more matches than I've lost this year. Not to brag, but, to lose against anyone, I'm kind of glad it was him.
Yeah, and it worked out well because it was a good match and it got a lot of good feedback or whatever. So it just goes to show, you know, the diversity or whatever. So with that being said, I know you got a big match coming up. I believe it's going to be you guys against, is it Red Spider Rudo and Silver Tiger coming up?
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about that, because that's going to kind of show your diversity, because this is more of a lucha-style tag match.
Anything, but it's probably going to be a much more comfortable environment for me and Kelly, because that's where our roots base set was. We're going in there probably going to have a match tonight, simply because it's four luchadors just doing what we're very good at. Like, my muscle memory in the ring is lucha. So,
yeah.
I have very high expectations for this match. You know, even my basic lucha stuff that Durango and even Nightmare, you know, helped me learn and acquire, you know, that's going to come a long way going into this match. So I'm looking forward to it. I Red Spider is a very big guy for a luchador. I've dealt with my dad, so I'm not necessarily too much worried about it. I think Kelly's going to be the one to be doing more with Red Spider than I will, to be honest with you, simply because, you know, they had that chemistry. Silver Tiger, though, is someone I'm looking forward to working with. One poison Rana, you know, could, you know, apparently do a lot more to him in a match, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's a good worker. Well, not to stay off of the subject, because I want to ask you what the future holds for the tag team of Kelly and Legendero, but, you know, Silver Tiger, I've known him for a long time, and I've known, I worked for his dad for years, for many years. I mean, we're talking close to 20 years. When I trained over there, you get, believe it or not, a certificate for World Power Wrestling, and I have two for 10 years
World
and for 20
Power
years.
Wrestling, is that what it's called?
Yes. So
okay.
I refereed his match and Little Cholo, and that had to be, I'm going to say, about 18 years ago when they were just pups or whatever. But here's the thing, and PDP, you can kind of divulge on this too. We'll kind of take it around the horn. When I saw him, because I hadn't seen Silver Tiger for a while, because he kind of left the business and did, you know, had a family, blah, 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 whatever, he's back into it. And then when I was talking to him, I was saying, bro, you know, not only do I miss the wrestling, but I miss, it was like a family, because his mom would always make us food after the matches, and they lived in Newport Beach, and we'd always go over the house and have a good time. Now, when I was coming up in the ranks, and it's the same thing with Pete and Martha, they know I'm a coffee drinker. So I would always, you know, after the matches or whatever, come down the house, they would always make me a good cup of coffee, and I think Martha would, like, cut up a banana and stuff like that. So it was like family. So I went, like, from one family to another. But you kind of don't see that anymore. Now, real quick, I'm going to take it around the horn. But, Daryl, do you still get that? Because I saw a picture of you guys. I think you all went to Denny's or something after the matches or whatever. Is that still something? Because I'm old. I leave before. If I get paid early, I'm going home or whatever. But is that still something? Or are you guys all on your own?
I'm someone who likes to, like, it doesn't matter if I wrestle you or didn't wrestle you. I'm someone who likes to have a meal after the show. Get to know my peers or get to know people I don't know in the ring, because I've actually been a lot stricter about places that I go where I won't work with people that I don't know. I've had incidents before where I've been put in the ring with people who should not have been in the ring, who didn't know how to do a wrist lock or even a simple headlock. So now, like, I'll watch everyone's match. Like, if I've never seen you wrestle or work before, I won't be in a ring with you. I use those opportunities, like after the show, if I can get to know you a little bit more, like, okay, this guy's cool. Okay, I would carpool with this guy. Okay, this guy does lucha. This guy does MMA. This guy is your strong style. This guy is basic Olympic style wrestling. Like, those are the times you want to get to know someone and know if you can do business with them or if you shouldn't do business with them. So, like, I enjoy those. Like, for me, the best part of the wrestling show is not just the match, but probably after it, because that's when I get to know who I'm dealing with going forward. And, you know, it can become a good investment or not.
Yeah, and real quick, Pete, you know, we meet all the time. We meet at Local Grind in Long Beach, because they have some, like, picnic-style tables out there. And I'm always inviting everybody. I'm like, dude, if any wrestlers or whatever that want to come down while we meet, throw in your ideas or just sit and talk for a while, you're more than welcome.
I have not gotten an invite there, Bobby.
Dude, Pete, have we had anybody besides me, you, Pete, me, you, Sonia, and Manny?
Nope, just us.
Yeah. Nobody wants to come and hang with us anymore. So that I just kind of like that because I get kind of caught up in the business, and it's nice to just sit down with people and not thinking of you as just an employee, you know, as a friend, and get your ideas and just sit down and talk, you know, and sit down and rap. So we're going to open it up, man. If anybody wants to come down, we're going to move over to a different place that seats more people so we can get a few more people. So I'll keep everybody posted on that. Now, real quick, Daryl, I know you're a busy man. You're the OCCW Tag Team Champion, but I got some news I got to get to. You going to be able to sit in for the news real quick, or you got to go?
I am here. Go ahead. What do you got to do?
Okay. It's going to be very interesting. So real quick, we'll take a quick break. Petey Pete, hopefully you'll be able to hang with us because you've already dropped twice, but I got you the phone number too, so just in case it does. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after a quick break, everybody. Everybody, we're back here live at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. And I got Pete Jr. here with me, and of course, Legend Daryl. Now, I've been chomping at the bit to get to the news segment. I was hoping that Sonia would be with us because I was going to see if she brought it up. But the huge news of the day, and we're going to take it around the horn because I have mixed feelings on this, but Dragon Lee actually signed with the WWE to be in NXT. And when I read that, I'm like, dude, that is amazing. But my first thought in my mind was, that dude is way too advanced for people that are in NXT. He should go straight to maybe a SmackDown and wrestle people like Nakamura or people like that. So real quick, we'll start with our guest, Legend Daryl. Daryl, give me your thoughts on that, man. I think he's way too advanced for the people in NXT, or do you think that's a good fit for him?
Well, no. If you also heard, he's also still doing stuff with New Japan right now as well. Triple H, you know, in his new regime, has been letting wrestlers do other things with promotions. Carl Anderson, who's current New Japan Never Open Weight Champion, is actually wrestling the Wrestle Kingdom next week, which I will probably be missing because I will be out of town in Seattle for wrestling the Liberty myself. You know, people are still allowed to do, Triple H is letting them do that. So I think with NXT being in one spot, you know, it allows for that flexibility for him to wrestle for more than one promotion. Also, you know, I know you think he's really advanced, but, you know, you can't keep these guys in developmental just working against guys who are in developmental. You know, eventually you got to start putting them against harder challenges or they're never going to get good and learn in advance. So I didn't know he was going to be NXT. But if it is, that makes complete and total sense. And, you know, I look forward to the great match he's going to bring. You know, having more main roster people and engaged with NXT, and I think that's what they need right now. I've kind of lost interest in the NXT product as of late. So, I mean, but if you're bringing in someone like Dragon Lee, who I had the honor of watching compete in the Super J Cup Finals when we were in Long Beach in 2019, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that was awesome, and he's a good talent, but it kind of makes sense what Daryl's saying. I mean, you know, he I don't know, man. There's just so many good matchups for him in SmackDown or Raw or whatever. I would just would like to see it, but maybe, you know, hey, we're gonna cut his teeth in NXT. Now, PDP, the question I have for you is: you think he's gonna really come to the forefront, or do you think he might kind of get lost in the shuffle like a lot of people, like Andrade and them? What do you think?
You know, I would love to see, because the thing is, I don't know if WWE doesn't know how to handle each other other than Rey Mysterio or what it is. Because like, you had guys like Lucha Party come in, you've had these guys come in, and WWE doesn't know. Because I think NXT is a good spot to start about it, just because the way they run their product is so different. Like, I've heard guys, that have come down to the WWE, like, in interviews and stuff, they get there and it's like, it's such a different work universe. Like, I've been in other companies. I guys that worked in WCW, guys that worked in TNA, guys that, like, they get to the WWE, and it's like a whole other world, the way the production is, the way they set everything up. And you really do have to kind of relearn the basics of what they do in the WWE, you know?
Yeah.
So I think NXT would be a good spot. If they use him right, I feel like they can get him worked up right away and then move him to the main roster. But I do know that Triple H is trying to make NXT the third brand. It's not the minor league. It's meant to be the third brand. It's meant to be the side. Like, it's meant to go toe-to-toe with SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and with Triple H back at the helm, I definitely think they can get there. I mean, it looks like he's making moves. I mean, even today I saw a little of him talking about Samoa Joe. He was like, hey, man, that guy had a mind for the business. You know, just the things that him and I would go back and forth with, I really appreciated his business sense as well as, you know, his in-ring capabilities and stuff like that. So he's you know, he's making steps, man, to get it up there. And I think getting Dragon Lee is a huge step, man. I just don't want him to kind of
–
well, look at Daryl and Pete. Look at people like Lince Dorado. Man, that dude's, you know – doing so well, like in AAA or just working on the independents and stuff like that. So it's weird how people kind of, I'll tell you who too. You know who I saw wrestle, and I'll bring this real quick. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am now. I saw Jonah, you know, and he even went over on Okada. And when I saw him come back to WWE, I thought, dude, what are you doing? You were doing so well out there. I mean, people started to really know who you are and see what you can do. And he's back already.
People already knew who he was, though.
They got him like a henchman for The Miz now. You think that's going to work, bro, or you think he should be out on his own?
The thing is, though, say what you want about The Miz. He's like one of Raw's like main attractions. He gets your name out there. Which is just a small chance because he's already his own name. Like, you can rag on The Miz all you want. All of his segments are gold. Like, he makes everything work.
He does.
So, I mean, him hurting, being with The Miz isn't going to hurt him. I don't see it being a really long thing. For all we know, it's just going to last till Mania. And Reed turns on him, and you know they have that feud, and he crushed them, and he moves on to bigger, better things. I honestly think that too many people being brought back right now because I can't appreciate he's being brought back because there's always another person coming back.
I like that dude. I think he's got something, man. I think he's really good. Now, real quick, I have a special guest on the line because I wanted my next news. I wanted to get her a female perspective on this.
Oh my God,
Nicolette Marie, are you there? Nicolette Marie, are you there?
Hey, Fabi, yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, real quick, PDP, Daryl, say hi to Nicolette.
What's up, Nicolette? Hi. How are you today?
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me on.
Now, this is the second, I would have put it first, but this is the second huge news. You know, Mandy Rose was on fire. I mean, people were watching NXT because she was on there and she just had this huge fan base. But, and this is all rumors. I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's speculation or whatever, but they let her go. They released her from her contract and they said it was because of the content that was on her OnlyFans. So real quick, I'm going to take it around the horn, and I'll start with Nicolette since she's, you know, the female here. Now, real quick, Nicolette, a lot of these girls, like Taya Valkyrie, people like that, they keep those OnlyFans because they make so much money on it, you know, and it must be pretty lucrative because these women have big contracts or whatever. So you think that's legit that they should have got rid of Mandy Rose because of the content, or do you think that was a dumb move because everybody's trying to get her?
She was smart. It was a business move. I think she has no kids. I don't know if she's legally married. She's smart. This is the time for the money to come in. Hopefully she invests as well. If you got it right now, do it. Who knows if in the next 3 years, the next 5 years, maybe she'll blow up weight-wise. She'll be able to have this for some time. Here's her shine moment. right? Here's the time where every Monday night she's not putting her body on the line. You know how they give that disclaimer and they go, don't try this at home, where she's hurting herself. Or she's, so she's just out there modeling, taking a couple of, okay, on the count of three, smile. Okay, on the count of three, throw some rose petals in the air. Perfect, perfect. Okay, here's a thousand, here's another thousand. Perfect, awesome. You know, they go, hey, I'm out here working a 9-to-5, but the Catch Me Outside girl goes on Dr. Phil and makes, you know, millions.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Daryl, give me your thoughts on that, because I think they should have kept her. I think that was a dumb move.
I don't know. It was just a minute to miss that. It was just a minute to miss that. I wouldn't have released her, especially for that. And from what I understand, they didn't even give her a warning when they did it. They already knew she was making the content. If it was becoming such a big deal, I at least would have been like, yo, it's kind of getting out of hand. You know, one of these kind of things leaks, we needed to stop it. They didn't do that. They just clipped her with no warning. From what I understand, she isn't as that upset about it because she was making, at one point, she was making $500,000 a week. So, I mean, the money is good. Yeah, like the reports are, she was breaking it in. She was making more money doing her private content than she was with WWE. So, my thing is, though, if she improved so much as a performer, she was the longest reigning women's champion. She overpassed Oscar's reign. So it's kind of like one of those things where is shaming a sex worker really the way you want to kick someone out who has had your belt for the longest time? Because you're not going to beat that reign in like anytime soon.
Right. Now, PDP, I'll pose this question to you. Do you think it was a, like, kind of, not a bully tactic, but a tactic like, hey, man, we're WWE. If you don't do what we say, you're gone. We don't have no problem getting rid of you. Or do you think they're trying to keep some sort of an image or whatever? What do you think?
I think it was definitely a bully tactic. They did the same thing to Zelina Vega. When Zelina Vega, Mandy Rose didn't have an OnlyFans. She had, it's called FanPass. It's a completely different sign-up. WWE in their contract states they did an all ban on OnlyFans. None of the female wrestlers can have an OnlyFans. Zelina Vega said, "Screw you guys, I'm opening an OnlyFans." She wasn't showing any nudity. She wasn't. It was the same thing as she was posting on her Instagram, but she opened an OnlyFans, and WWE fired her. They brought her back now, but they fired her on the spot. In fact, the day that she opened, she was released from her contract. And
you know what?
Should we know that they literally fired her husband the next week after she came back to the company?
Maybe WWE just wants a part of it. If she would say, okay, well, I'll break you off. So, okay, cool. You know, or whatever. Who knows?
Think about this, though. We're not far. I know that they're trying to forget about the Attitude Era. But do you remember that when they had the Divas?
They did a full backdrop of her Playboy cover in the middle of the ring. Yeah, maybe when I go to a house or whatever, there's still a ton of kids or whatever, so I don't think it would hurt them either way. So I don't know what their mindset is or whatever. But let me tell you this. I've read, and it was like Tommy Dreamer going, dude, if Impact should be on the phone with her every day trying to sign her, AEW should be ringing her phone off the hook to get her over there because that's money or whatever. So I don't think,
definitely.
I mean, you can't feel bad for her because she's going to do fine. I think she'll do fine. But anyways, we're running up against the clock. Legend Daryl, I know you got Red Spider Rudo and you got Silver Tiger coming up, so we look forward to that. So that's going to be January 28th.
July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long ways off. January 28th, it's going to be at the Legion Post or whatever. So real quick, what else you got going on after that? I know that's the big one. You can't really look too much forward to the future because you got to concentrate on this. But what's the game plan? What's the future?
I honestly don't know right now. I initially was interested in attending the upcoming TWE show, but given certain developments that I've heard are coming along, I just have to be there to go along to go see it. That is a show run by Bill Chu. Apparently, speaking of Mandy Rose, she will be there. So I'm honestly looking forward to Seeing how he's doing this workout.
That's amazing. That's amazing that they were able to procure her.
Yes, I cannot wait to see how that all turns out.
Booking-wise,
I've had some offers, but I'm currently in the middle of a trip that's kind of in the way.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. I will actually be there for sure checking that match out. I think I have a match booked on there. I don't know for sure. We'll keep everybody posted. Real quick, Nicolette Marie, I know you got some big stuff coming up. Is there anything you could talk about?
So, yeah, I do have something big coming up. I actually got invited to another gig tonight. I have to hit them up and tell them, no, I'm going to go ahead and decline it. But my dad is supposed to be doing a live broadcast somewhere soon, so I'm going to go live on Instagram, and I'm going to announce that. So if you guys want to stay tuned for my live, I highly encourage everybody to do that, and I'll touch down on a couple of other subjects too. But, Bobby, I did have a question for you. I noticed earlier in the show that you mentioned that you always have meetings at a local grind in Long Beach.
Yes.
Now, when you say that you invite people, how do you get a hold of people to invite them? Do you call them? Do you put it out on social media? How does that work?
I put it out on social media that we're meeting. If you want to come down, you're more than welcome. It's usually at Local Grind. We usually meet on Sundays from 9 till about 10:30. There's one time Manny and I sat there till 12 o'clock just going over business. But we're going to move it over to Grounds because Grounds actually has a place where, what's it called? A committee room or conference room that you can, as long as you have six or more people, you can actually have that room and do your meetings and stuff like that. So I'll keep everybody posted on social media. More than welcome to come. I know everybody has lives, but if you want to come down and have a good time, relax, and talk the business, you're more than welcome to come. What about you, Nicolette?
Okay,
you'll
so
be
well, I have a question though.
Go ahead.
When you make your phone calls to Guyam, to Big Mike, you're calling them, inviting them where?
Most of the time to Local Grind, but it's going to get moved over to Grounds.
You invite them to go down there. And that's open to anybody. Okay.
Anybody's welcome. Anybody's welcome. If you want to pitch your ideas or you want to just come and have a good cup of coffee and whatever, you're more than welcome to come. Petey Pete's been to many of them, right, Pete? And we've even had Petey Jello come down and talk stuff, and that's pretty much what we do, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a cool spot, and yeah, the meetings. I mean, they're nothing crazy. They're pretty super informal. We talk about a business. I enjoy myself.
Yeah, and it's good it's funny because I kind of liken it to like these shows that where they have these teams that flip houses because they have like a real estate agent that does ones and a plumbing guy and an electrical guy. So we all have jobs or whatever. So it's good to get everybody together now, especially with Pete, because he's going to be our man that can get some stuff up on the website, which is UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com, because I'm illiterate. So it all works out. So to Legendaro, Pete Jr., Nicolette Marie, a million thank yous for coming on. It's good to have you guys on so we can get different opinions or whatever. So we appreciate it. So with all that being said, we're making a concerted effort to make sure that this show's on every Thursday, since we have sponsors now, to make sure that everything goes. So we will definitely be back next Thursday. So real quick, Legendaro, what do you got going on for the new year? You going to shoot your AK-47?
No, I have absolutely no plans. I am an old man. I have no plans to do this whatsoever. I will probably be at home watching Netflix.
Perfect. Hold on. We got a caller on the line real quick. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Who might this be?
MVP.
You know what? I can't hear. Who is it?
Manny Pinson.
Manny Pinson.
And he always calls right when I'm about to end the show. I don't know what it is, but I'm just
sorry about
to end the show or whatever.
I'm just getting back in town. I was up north with another client, so I want to wish everybody a belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's 2023. Thank you, UWC, wrestlers and partners, sponsors, for being there for us and helping us out.
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening to the show or whatever, but we did have Mark on and really looking forward to 2023. So we're definitely going to keep, you know, moving on what we talked about, the new that we're going to meet and how people are welcome to come and give their ideas or whatever. And I believe I talked to Daryl a lot about this too, that we're comfortable in the company, that if, you know, whoever, if you, even if you work for another company, you're more than welcome to come down, get your stuff down out or whatever, because we're working for the wrestlers to get their stuff out there. You know what I'm saying, Manny?
Yeah. Well, the wrestler has to be the ones to be there too. You know,
yeah.
It's just not the promoters itself doing everything. The wrestler wants to be noticed. They got to help and promote themselves too with the company.
Yeah. Well, we got New Year's coming up this Sunday, so probably next Sunday, if able, we'll get everybody together and we can get really start to put the screws to 2023, because there's a lot of hype and stuff that people are looking forward to in 2023. Now, we have Daryl. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Real quick, Daryl, we know you got the new year coming up, the OCCW Tag Team Champion or whatever. We're definitely – I have plans for you, for UWC, because at the last show, you know, we ended up putting, you know, somebody from Vegas and mixing a bunch of different people, and that's the mark of a good wrestler. They're able to work with anybody. So we definitely have plans, so we look forward to that. All right, my man, Daryl?
Yep.
All right, for the people listening, make sure you check out Legend Daryl. He's on social media. He's going to be defending that belt. He's going to come work for UWC. We got big plans for him. Manny, anything else you want to say before we let you get out of here?
Thank you, everybody, for everything. Maybe everybody have a safe 2023.
All right.
And hope to see you at the show.
Definitely. We got some good stuff for the work. Legend Daryl, Manny Pinson, I'll see you guys soon. We'll see everybody right back here next Thursday.
Thank you.